Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Yesterday, June 21st, was the longest day of the year. This was also known as the summer solstice, which literally means when the sun, or the sol, stands still. This day is celebrated around the world, most notably in England, at Stonehenge, where thousands gather to welcome the sunrise on the summer solstice. Scientifically speaking, the summer solstice occurs exactly when the Earth's axial tilt is most inclined towards the sun. Famously, pagans call the moon that appears after the summer solstice the midsummer moon, or the honeymoon for the mead made from fermented honey that was part of the wedding ceremonies performed at the summer solstice. Pagans also celebrated midsummer with bonfires, when couples would leap through the flames. They believed their crops would grow as high as the couples were able to jump. Generally, midsummer was thought to be a time of magic, when evil spirits were said to appear. In order to thwart them, pagans, druids typically, often wore protective garlands of herbs and flowers. This time of year also, between the planting and the harvesting of the crops, was a traditional month for weddings. The reason for this is because many ancient people believed that the grand sexual union of the goddess and the god occurred in early May at Beltane. Since it was unlucky to compete with the gods, or goddesses for that matter, many couples delayed their weddings until June. And June remains a favorite month for marriage today. In some traditions, in fact, quote, newlywed couples were fed dishes and beverages that featured honey for the first month of their married life to encourage love and fertility. The surviving vestige of this tradition lives on in the name given to the holiday immediately after the marriage ceremony, the honeymoon. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.